Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fireball with Ashley Mayfield. Before we dive in, make sure you go grab your smartphone, share this episode on all your social medias, and make sure you tag me because I like to know who is tuning in. Now, buckle up and brace for impact. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Fireball with Ashley Mayfield. I am super excited to dive into today's episode, talking all about discovering what motivates you. But before we get started, I have to say thank you so much. There was an obnoxious amount of positive feedback, positive reviews, and just excitement around the Unstuck Masterclass. Of course, you can still go to my website, ashleymayfield.com, and get that for a discounted rate by using the code FIREBALL. Shh, only you guys know it. But I just wanna say thank you so much. Every time that you guys share something that I put out there and help spread the word, you are helping me help another high-achieving woman build her confidence, build her belief, and increase her mindset, help her understand leadership a little bit more. And there's nothing that fires me up than helping women discover their voice just like I have. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. I appreciate you and I could not do what I do without you. So with that being said, let's dive in and discover what motivates you. Now, if you're anything like me, you lived most of your life thinking that motivation was this like external thing, right? You had to have the right ingredients, you had to have the right circumstances, or you thought that motivation was all about feelings. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how many times I've thrown in the towel. I often say I'm a professional quitter other than like Jesus, my husband, and my kids. Prior to entrepreneurship, I felt like I just would quickly walk away from anything, especially when it got hard. And that's because I dictated a lot of what I knew is, you know, success was just luck. You had to have this super secret galactic formula that I didn't have, or I just had to always be excited and passionate. And as I've grown in my entrepreneurial journey, I've realized that there's a lot of days you're actually going to wake up and hate everything about what it is that you do, but you have to be willing to push through that suck in order to get to the other side. And I think what helps out so much is when you understand yourself. I didn't know what motivated me for the longest time. For the longest time, I thought it was some other thing. I thought it was based on my feelings, based on my thoughts, like I said, and that wasn't it at all. And so often growing up, like I said, I threw in the towel, I crashed and burned. I felt like I was just bouncing from thing to thing to thing. And I was never able to find that real success that I wanted because I didn't understand myself. Motivation is not this external thing. Motivation is this incredible, incredible resource, tool, tactic that you use on yourself. You can only give yourself motivation. You're the only one that can light that fire under your butt on a level that you know you need it. Now, I know that it's really easy, and I say this often too. It's not about motivation, it's about discipline. Yes, that is accurate. You have to wake up and you have to have that consistency nature about whatever it is that you do, because we know consistency compounds. And when you are on a path where your efforts are compounding, like that right there is just an amazing recipe. But before then, you do have to bring yourself motivation. You have to know why you tick the way you tick. And the way that I've discovered this, even just in the last few years, not in my full 5 years of being a business owner, running multiple different businesses, but just in the last few years, I've been able to really articulate like, hey, that's who I am, or hey, that's what turns me on. And you guys, this only came from self-discovery. It came from watching my triggers. When do I get turned on? When do I get lit up? Okay, when do I start getting discouraged? What are the thoughts that I'm thinking before I get discouraged? What does my history show me? If I look at the last few times that I've gotten really excited and that I got turned on and I was able to like compare and contrast those stories, what are the common denominators? And I've also been able to find what motivates me by finding out what motivates other people. I know that sounds really silly, but being able to find some books that talk about motivation and talk about all the different ways that you can be motivated have been extremely, extremely helpful. Now, if you've been around me for any length of time, you know that I'm all about Strength Finders. I'm all about, Strength Finders even has like a, a leadership strength finders. I love that. I love emotional intelligence 2.0. I love Myers-Briggs. I love the DISC test. I love the color personality test. I love all of these things that help me understand more about who I am and why I tick the way I tick. And when you're motivated, when you can discover that and you discover who you are, why you tick the way you tick, you're going to be more consistent. You're going to be more disciplined, but you're also going to know how to set yourself up for success. Okay. When you're persistent with your goals, you will tolerate so much, but you're only able to be persistent with your goals if you know what motivates you. And so then you'll stop throwing in the towel every 5 seconds, right? So I want to open up and read. I do have a book that I want to give you some incredible, it's called The Motivation Code. I'm going to get to it in a second. I'll show it to you in just a moment. And I want to break down for you my top three motivations. And I want to share mine with you because I think that this book is so incredible. I am not endorsed to say this at all. In fact, I actually reached out to this author and let him know how much his book has like changed my thinking and my life, and I'm able to understand myself a little bit more. But before we dive into that book, I do want to read from a different book. I love John C. Maxwell. I think that he is just, you know, leadership guru. Everyone should be reading his books and consuming his content. But in one of the books that I'm reading, he is talking about the top seven motivators that through him coaching, leading, and mentoring, like, you know, a bajillion people in his lifetime, he's been able to find seven things that motivate people. And so as I list off these seven things before we get to the motivational code, I want to see if they align with you, or I want you to think, what are your top three motivators? So I'm going to start from the bottom and work my way up. Number seven is money. I think it's so interesting that especially in an entrepreneurial world, we often think that, you know, as high achieving women, if you're motivated by money, we almost don't have a brain cell for people who aren't motivated by money. But like, what do you mean you don't want financial security? What do you mean you don't want to drive the best car in the best neighborhood? What do you mean you don't want the Gucci belt? What do you mean you don't want to get your nails and hair done? Like, what do you mean? Money makes the world go round, right? Some people aren't motivated by money. Some people, now you can give like monetary incentives, okay? If you're leading yourself, you've got to be mindful of that. Does money really motivate you? Or is money just neutral for you? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people love the materialistic things. Some people, that doesn't serve them. Money is still an important factor in our life. It is, we are a conduit of money, right? We want money to come to us because there's so much good that we can do with money. Money brings freedom. Money brings options, money brings opportunity, right? But that might not be your motivational factor. So let's keep going. Number six is recognition. Leaders want to be appreciated for their efforts. Do you thrive on recognition? Are you that person that you will fight for something because you know that your name is going to be in the spotlight, or you know that only a small pool of the population of people, get some prize and you're going to be like on a higher level than other people. You're going to be recognized. You're going to be elevated, right? There was a really long time that I found that recognition motivated me. And then as I walked through some stuff, I realized like the carrot on the stick no longer enticed me. And I realized that I actually went through a season in my businesses where I wanted to be elevated. And then next thing I know, I'm in a season where I want to see other people elevated. I want to see other people walk in rooms that I'm not allowed in. People that I lead, women that I lead, coach, and mentor, right? I want to see more for them than I do myself. And so I've realized that as I've matured, call it maturity, I don't really know, but as I've grown, as I've evolved, there's an evolution to my growth, right? That recognition, you know, it matters to me. Significance matters to me, but I don't know if recognition is the end all be all, right? And I don't know. I've evolved a little bit. So recognition is number six that John C. Maxwell found. Number five is mastery. Mastery. Do you like to know that you excel at your work? Do you like to know that if you were to ever be terminated or you walk away, it would take 3 to 4 people to compensate to do your job? Because when you're committed, you're not just committed. Like you, like Mother Chucka goes all in. You know what I mean? It's almost like one of those people that have like an addictive personality that you want to know everything. You want to know all the ins and outs and the structures and how, you know, your job or your career works or entrepreneurship works. You like to be involved in everything. You like to be a master. I know there's like so many different people that say, mastery is completed at 10,000 hours. Other people say it's not. I don't know. It's like a whole debacle on the internet you could look up. But mastery is number 5 that John C. Maxwell says. Number 4 is progress. Leaders want to experience personal and professional growth. I would definitely say I'm motivated by progress. I like to see the bar moved. I'm driven by growth. I'm driven by motion, by moving forward. When there's not something in front of me that I can work towards and know that I can get to the other side of the mountain, I get very discouraged. And so even if I'm really far away from a goal, as long as I know that I'm taking baby steps and I can say, hey, I'm further along than I was 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 7 days ago, I'm actually fulfilled. Progress is so important to me. I have to feel that on a level. Are you the same way? When you show up to your job, do you have to know that you're moving forward? Maybe in your relationships you feel that way, or maybe in your health you feel that way. It's almost like a you versus you. I'm very competitive, but it's me versus me, right? And so when I can track my progress, sky's the limit there. Number 3 is relationships. Are you someone that wants to do things with other people? For the longest time, I thought that maybe I was not a good leader because I was not driven by relationships. And maybe that's you, and I want you to know that's totally okay. You don't have to. I'm just giving you the top 7 things that John C. Maxwell thinks. But if you are someone that's driven by relationships, how are you able to use relationships as a way to work towards your goals? Maybe when, you know, if you're a part of a company, you have the ability to promote and not only get a pay raise, but you're going to be in proximity of other people, right? High achieving, successful women, we want to be in proximity of other high achieving women because we value growth. Most of us do, right? So I like to be in the room with other high achieving women because I know that I'm going to get a nugget. I know that I'm going to be a student. I know that I'm not only going to be able to give and pour out and add value, but I'm also going to be able to get that in return, right? And so maybe for you, relationships drive you. Maybe it's not the money, but it's knowing the more money that you make, the more you're going to be able to have date nights with your husband. You're going to be able to spend more time with your kids or take them on vacation or, just be able to build relationships in your community because you're going to be able to do more for your community, right? What about autonomy? Number 2, a motivator that he says is autonomy. Leaders want the freedom to control their life. I would probably say this is like my number 1 thing. Do not take control from me. Do not take my freedom away from me. I have worked so hard to be in the lifestyle that I want, to owe no one anything. I want full control over my life. I am unemployable. I don't know any other way to say it. I'm traumatized, PTSD. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to make light of that. But like literally, I'm like, I cannot go back to a 9-to-5. That might not be you. You might not be cut out for entrepreneurship. That's okay. You might not want to be a business owner. You might value your career. That is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is a whole plethora of high-achieving women that want freedom. Is that you? You crave the freedom. You crave the control. And you want to start being the captain of your ship. You might be motivated by autonomy. Last but not least, the number 1 motivator he finds is that purpose. Leaders want to do what they were created to do. And I do believe, I can't imagine there's anyone on the planet that doesn't want to walk in their purpose. But here's the deal. I often find that vision for our life and our purpose does not come from this cloud, you know, Jesus descending from heaven and he just like parts the cloud and screams down what our purpose is. I feel like a lot of us are deciding our purpose as we go. We're deciding those next steps, right? And so I do think that there's a lot of people that are driven by their purpose and motivated by their purpose, but at the same time, they're asking themselves, what is my purpose? What is it that I want to do, right? So I think that's interesting. That is his top 7 ways. Now, I want to tell you this book, The Motivational Code. Let me show it to you. Hopefully, you can see it, okay? Hopefully, you can see it pretty good. There you go, The Motivational Code. It's by Todd Henry. And This book is incredible. You guys know that I love the color personality. I've loved being able to discover and figure out myself a little bit more, what makes me tick, what turns me on, all of these things. And what I love about this book is it's kind of like the color personality on crack. So I highly recommend it. You can Google where to get it. Please don't ask me, okay? Let's be resourceful here. But what's so great about it is this book, it's not, you don't read the whole book. So don't be like, oh my gosh, don't get it on Audible. Oh my gosh, this is not a book you get on Audible. This is a book you go buy in the bookstore, okay? Because it does have a quiz that you need to take and you only read like the first chapter or two. And then it has different sections based on your top three motivators. This book, the author, Todd Henry, he says that there's 27 motivators that can get you and that each person has top three motivators. And so I want to explain what my top three motivators are just so you guys can, again, I'm not even like, I don't make anything by like pimping this guy's book, but it's so freaking good, you guys. Like, just trust a girl. Trust a girl. I want to just walk through my top three motivators because I think it's, again, I cannot say enough. I think it's so important that you understand who you are. You understand what turns you on. Because if you don't understand what motivates you, how the heck are you ever going to cross your finish line, right? Sometimes we just got to like pull something deep within. We got to light our butts on fire. And sometimes we also just have to make sure that we're setting ourselves up for success and that we understand ourselves to the point where, you know, a lot of times when we approach success, we have this ignorance on fire, but then that dies down and we have to learn how to turn that fire on every single day. And that could be some of the hardest things. That's part of what separates the good from the great is that intention. Do you know, like I'm driven when my back's against the wall. Do you know how to intentionally put your back against the wall? Because if not, there's a level that you will reach with success where you'll get taken out of the game because your back won't be against the wall. And so I've had to learn what motivates me, what drives me, and how can I intentionally get myself against the wall, right? So here we go. So the first thing that motivates me is bringing control. This is like not a shocker at all, okay? Because I just told you that autonomy is something that's really important to me. And bring control says that I want to be in charge and in control of my own destiny. I value my independence. I value my ability to make my own decisions. I bring belief to people. In fact, I'm so confident in the control that I bring to chaos, which is so funny because I also like thrive in chaos. I'm extremely assertive that I raise the confidence level of those people around me. Now, the downside to that is if you're a very insecure leader, because I value bringing control, I can actually intimidate you and offend you, right? So I've got to be careful with that. But I bring order, I bring clarity, I bring confidence in the midst of chaos and uncertainty. And so that like makes me a really, it actually says in here, I would be really good at business ownership and entrepreneurship, which just like, of course, that's right, right? And so, but my confidence really inspires loyalty to people, loyalty to the people that I lead because they can trust me. They see me take control. They see my confidence and they're going to buy into the vision that exudes out of me. So what motivates me? Well, it motivates me when I can put myself in positions where I'm in control, when I know that I have the ability to make decisions. And that is a motivating factor for me to continue to make money because I don't want to lose all the things that I've built. I don't want to lose the status I've built. I don't want to lose the impact and the influence that I've built. I do not want to go back to a 9-to-5 where I'm limited on my income, limited on my influence, and limited on my control. Because let's be honest, if you've ever worked in a job, you really do have limited control. You might have like a certain amount of control for the position that you're in, but it's not like you can just make end all be all decisions, right? And that's the ultimate goal for me is to be in control, like, or to have no one in control of me. I can say what I want, I can do what I want, and I answer to no one. But I also know how to be responsible with that. You know what I mean? That's not like an excuse to go out and to like be a turd wad. It's an excuse to use that for good, right? With that, I thrive in entrepreneurial spaces. I feel empowered when I'm at the center of things. And in the book, it's funny, if you're someone that values control and bring control is one of your top things, it says don't feel guilty about being in the center. It's just how you're wired. You're wired to be in control. You're wired to be on the stage. I'm wired to hold a microphone. It's just who I am, right? Motivation is my gift. Like, I inspire, I influence, I bring others along with me on the journey. And I think that's what's so great about people that value autonomy. Real high achieving women that value autonomy, they want to help another woman sit at the table, right? We don't want to do this by ourselves. Like, that's not what this is. We know that our income only comes through the impact, but we really want to help another woman succeed. So remember that if you're around women that do not want you to succeed, I promise you they're not successful, because real successful women want other women to succeed. Okay. Now, the problem with bringing control and having autonomy is I can work to the point of burnout, okay? In fact, two of my three motivators said that I can work to the point of burnout. So clearly, I have to make sure I have like self-care involved in there, right? I tend to value the mission and my progress more than people. Did I not just say that with the John C. Maxwell stuff? That I love autonomy, that I love progress, that I struggle with relationships. So I'm telling you, this book, you got to get this book. You just got the motivation code. You got to get it. All right. The second motivating factor for me, it's called meet the challenge. And my sense of achievement comes from looking back over a challenge that I've met or a test that I've passed. So for me, if you're like this, meet the challenge, it's not always about winning. I understand that winning takes time, winning takes effort, and winning takes a skill set. But I value the challenge. I turn on when I'm under pressure. Is there anyone else like that? And I am wired by endurance. I wanna know, like, listen, you might be a better speaker than me. You might be prettier. You might get there faster than me. But I love Will Smith said this one time, you might do all these things better than me, but if you put me on a treadmill next to you, I will die before I get off that treadmill, okay? I have endurance. And so for me, it's not necessarily about excellence. It's not about perfectionism. I would rather tackle the obstacle. I get turned on by doing that. I need obstacles to come alive. When things are really easy, I tend to just slack off and not care. This is why when I was managing the finances, one of my student loans got in collections. Why? Because I had to like just go walk and put the bill in the mail. Like, I didn't set up auto pay. And it was so trivial to me. There was no obstacle in it. And I know this is a really petty example, but there was like no challenge in that. And I should have had the challenge to pay off that debt, but I didn't have that mindset. So that's another story for another day. I have to, by meet the challenge, I have to almost create mini competitions within myself. And I found this to be so true, even in my business ownership. There would be times where I have to set a timer. Even in my own life, there are times where if I want the bathroom clean, I have to set a timer and see if I can beat the timer. So I'm going to clean the bathroom along the way, but it's not about having a clean bathroom. It's how much can I get done before that timer goes off? I make it a game. There has to be a challenge. I work very well under pressure with tight deadlines. I impose a do or die mindset. I cannot tell you how true that is. Where are all my high achieving women at? I will hold my bathroom. I will literally not go pee. My husband's had to walk in my office and be like, go to the bathroom. You said you had 2-3 hours ago. And I'm like, no, I gotta finish typing. I will like sacrifice food. I don't always sacrifice sleep. Like, don't let a girl sacrifice sleep. But I will have a do or die mentality. I will do whatever it takes. I will die before I get off the treadmill, just like Will Smith says. I focus on the mission. I do not get lost in details. I do not get distracted. I am like zoned in, tractor beam, laser focused on the mission. I create that tunnel vision. I have precision. I have determination. I am an adrenaline junkie. It is adrenaline running through my veins, going over an obstacle. And with all that, I tend to just like jump in with both feet wet and I'll figure it out later, which is not always good. And one of the interesting things about Meet the Challenge that this book taught me as I was reading through stuff is oftentimes I just thought that I was a procrastinator. And in certain areas of my life, when it comes to business, I really don't procrastinate. And I couldn't figure out why. Why do I not procrastinate in business, But sometimes I do procrastinate in other areas of my life. And I found that it's not because I'm lazy. How many of you out there just thought that maybe you had lazy tendencies? Now, don't get me wrong. I could definitely be elbow deep in Doritos, like playing Mario and Netflix binging all day. But I don't do that. And I haven't done that in years. Okay, maybe like once because I felt like I was depressed. But I don't do that. Why? But why do sometimes I procrastinate? Well, because if I have a lot of time to accomplish something and there's no pressure, I don't want to do it. Isn't that crazy? So I have had to realize while being like this, I have to find ways. Remember how I opened up. I have to find ways where I intentionally put my back against the wall, where I say do or die, left or right, it's go time. Now that I know that this is how I'm wired, one of the greatest things that I did is I just had to do this. I had this really big project that I was working on in my life, but I knew that I would wait till the last second to try to get it done because I worked best under pressure. And so I was like, no, Mayfield, this is very important. We cannot do that, okay? And so what I decided to do is I decided to take it. I had 3 weeks until I was launching it. I decided to take those 3 weeks and I broke down all the little tasks that I needed to do. Yes, I probably could have nailed it in the last 72 hours and it would have been perfect and I would have been stressed. I would have been like sweating in every place, but no one would have known. But the problem is that's not setting myself up for success, right? And so I decided to take what I could have done in 72 hours and break it down into little chunks where I was only touching it for an hour or two a day. And can I tell you that like it became a game to me. It was like, okay, I gotta save the princess today, just an hour. It's all I gotta give. And it helped me so much. But that was only because I understood how I was motivated and I was able to make it a game. I work well with tight deadlines, but that doesn't mean people around me do. Okay. And that's a whole nother podcast for another day. So if this is who you are, this is fantastic. But if you're in a leadership role, this is not good. Like abort the mission. Okay. You might work well under pressure and, with a strict deadline, but if you have a team that you're working with, you can really traumatize them and they're going to hate you if you're constantly late last minute and in a hurry. All right. So the third motivator, and we're going to wrap up and close this thing up. I'm not even joking you. I should like have a discount code to offer you guys this book, but I don't. You're paying full price. Sorry. It's called influence behavior. And I am motivated to gain a reaction or a response from people that indicates I have influenced their thinking, their feelings, or their behaviors. Let me paint the picture. My husband, when he gets off stage, whenever, if you don't know, he was a music pastor. We were looking to go into full-time ministry to be senior pastorates. And then we ended up, now we do online ministry. He does online ministry. So my husband, anytime he got off stage, he was always like, how did I do? How did I do? How did I look? Give me feedback. He wanted feedback on his performance. That's not how I am. In fact, I don't want to listen to my podcast. I don't want to watch my Facebook lives. I hope you guys are following me on Instagram at the Ashley Mayfield or at the Ashley Mayfield on TikTok. I don't want to rewatch any of my videos. Okay. I don't care how I did. I'm already sort of like having an out-of-body experience even right now as I'm speaking. Yes, I'm like, okay, don't do that next time. Don't say that. You stuttered there. Like I'm kind of taking a bird's eye view because I'm a huge multitasker, but that's not what motivates me. Getting my own personal feedback. Yes, I value feedback, but in a different way. It's not about my performance. It's about you. It's about you. I get so happy. I get so motivated when people share my content. I get so motivated every single time you guys message me and you're like, oh my gosh, I needed that. Like, please don't stop. Okay. It's not an ego thing. Like I'm literally motivated by that. I get motivated, when I'm on, Life Network for Women and people share my stuff or people reach out to me. I get turned on by that. I'm motivated by influencing behavior, by knowing that when I speak, when I use my voice, when I share my leadership tactics, Ashley Mayfield proven method, when I speak that you guys have changed behavior, that you want to change your life, that you feel better about yourself. This stuff motivates me and turns me on. It's how I get my energy. I get my energy when I see that someone else's ideas or someone else's behavior has changed as a direct result of something that I've said or something that I've done. Now, for me, this means that action speaks louder than words. It means that I'm a very observant person. And there's nothing more that I cannot stand this. when you're on a Zoom meeting, let's talk about Zoom. COVID has increased the amount of Zoom meetings that we all do, right? When you're on a Zoom or when you're on stage, when you're speaking in front of people and they just have like straight booger face. Like I know you can't, if you're listening to this, you can't see my facial expressions, but those of you on YouTube, when you're watching and you just have someone respond like this, and they're just sitting there and you're thinking, oh my gosh, they hate me. They're judging me. Are my jokes not funny? But then they message you. They're like, that was the greatest thing ever. Okay. I'm like, tell your freaking face next time, Betty. Like, tell your face. Okay. I want to know your face likes it. That's what turns me on, is seeing that I have influenced behavior, that I have the ability to make a difference in someone's life, that I have the ability to encourage, inspire, and influence someone who was going left to now go right just because I open my mouth and I use my voice. Interesting, my top two things said that I was best suited for entrepreneurship. Influence behavior says that I'm best suited for communication and speaking, being a point person, being a high visibility leadership. Isn't that interesting, you guys? I'm telling you, I'm obsessed with this book, okay? It has like nailed me to a T. It makes sense. It also says that I am a trainer. I am a teacher. I am a trainer. I am someone that should pour into other people. And I'm motivated by that. I'm motivated by coming and doing these podcasts. I make nothing. Yes, I have the ability to maximize my impact. I appreciate when you guys share stuff. It allows me to increase my influence, increase my visibility, increase my likability, right? But with all that being said, like I value knowing that I make a difference in your life. So I can just tell you right now that with all this being said, the downside of influence behavior is sometimes we're so wired for feedback from what people thought or perceived from what we communicated that we can desire feedback from the wrong people. We can just want attention from people, right? So we gotta be careful of that. But I wanna know, you need to discover what motivates you. And I wanna know what motivates you. Are you willing to take the time? Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to get this book? I don't know, the motivational code. Listen, you need to get the book. And I wanna know what are your top three motivators. So when you get this, please make sure you reach out to me and just say, hey, I listened to the podcast. Here's my top three motivators. And I wanna know, how is it gonna change your life? I am telling you, the more I realized that motivation was an internal thing, it's just about you understanding why you tick. It's about you discovering yourself more. I was able to use that for my advantage. So now I know that when I am speaking, I know who to go to for feedback, for that influence behavior. I know how to set myself up for success when I'm facing these challenges and how to almost orchestrate and manipulate my own challenge. So I'll get my butt up and start moving. And I also know how to take control of a situation. I know how to use these things to my betterment, for my leadership, for my businesses, and for my future, for the goals that I want. But how are you able to do that for yourself if you don't know who you are? You need to discover what motivates you, and I promise you can. It's gonna take a little bit of work, and I'm right here with you. So thank you for tuning in. Until next time, I'm rooting for you, I believe in you, and let's go change the world together. Goodbye, my friends.